Welcome to the Great Awakening Show. I am Joanne, Divine Life Yogini, and on this week's show, back again, we have Jean Nolan. Jean is a songwriter, artist, and inspirational speaker. He finds his purpose in inspiring others to live theirs. Together with his partner, Kristen, they have been expanding and creating ways of teaching and passing on knowledge, as well as channeling the creative energy to help people transform their lives, empower themselves, discover their purpose, and experience practical spirituality. Jean wants to empower you to connect to Source, God, the universe, to hear your own guidance system, intuition, and to have the confidence and tools to live the life of your dreams. His inspired YouTube channel has nearly 500,000 subscribers, and he interviews incredible people from all over the world. Jean, thank you for coming back to the Great Awakening Show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be back on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. It's really great at this really crazy time that we are living in. So I've got some fantastic questions. And Jean, honestly, people now are really beginning to wake up to the lies and the deception perpetuated on humanity for hundreds of years. Everything we have been taught, yeah, about our world and about us ourselves, I believe, is a lie. Is it not?
Well, you know, it's hard for me to disagree with you on that. And the reason really being is I've been questioning the reality around me for as long as I can remember. And my really in-depth research began, you know, decades ago now. So it's been many, many years. And everywhere I look, it doesn't matter what I look into, it isn't what it appears to be. And so often, the thing is that people have a hard time wrapping their minds around. It's not that reality was distorted. It's not that things were changed a little bit. So many things we believe to be true are complete fabrications. And our own history, really, history itself, the history of humanity, is one big deception. It's nothing like we were told. We're nowhere near the pinnacle of our human capabilities. We're beginning to awaken to them again, but we have lived in a time and in a culture that was truly divine and truly in connection with our divine purpose. And so to say we have reached our quote unquote biological potential and now we need to be, you know, artificially changed is just, it's just another story that we're being told. And it's so important at this pivotal time in our history to realize this, really realize this, because time, you know, time is, it's an illusion, but we're experiencing something here. The door on the one side is opening, but on the other side, it's closing. Depending on where you walk through, you're going to experience something very, very different in the near future, very near future. So I can just encourage everyone to take your words at face value and really look behind the scenes of everything, uncover first within yourself, but also in what's happening in the world today.
Oh, that's so true. That's so true. And I mean, what are the main deceptions for you? What do you see the main deceptions that have held us back, you know, out there in that 3D world?
The biggest one, and before we talk about the 3D world, the biggest one is really the truth about ourselves.
Yes.
So, you know, the entities, no, it doesn't really matter what we want to call it, whether we want to call it a cabal or want to call it, you know, a secret society, and it doesn't really matter the name. These entities are nothing compared to a true human being. They're really, really low vibrational beings, and they know this. They know that we as human beings, you know, who have a soul or are a soul having a human experience, are capable of so much more. And so their only aim is to keep us small and in a box. So what they do is they manipulate our perception about ourselves. So basically the messaging in the outside world, it doesn't matter where you look, whether that's through movies, whether that's through music, politics, science, anywhere, religion, everything tells you you're small, you're insignificant, you can't do a lot. So we need to help you. And this is the only way how they can really manipulate the world, that, you know, the way they're manipulating it, because so many people believe they're powerless. So many people believe they don't have what it takes, when the opposite is really the truth. So that's the biggest lie. But
definitely,
you can understand this mentally. You can comprehend this mentally, but you need to realize it in your soul and heart and begin reawakening to that truth within you. That's the process that no one can do for you.
Yes.
You have to do that for yourself.
It's a sovereign, soulful journey that one must do. We can only change ourselves. And I really just truly believe and concur with what you just said, because, you know, they have made us feel unworthy, sinful, not good enough. We have the God's divine flame within us, and we have the Kundalini, which is the sole purpose. We can create. They cannot create. You know, so they the way that they do it is they put their, you know, their agendas out there and their programmings out there, and to make us create that, you know, in a world that, but we don't understand our power. We don't understand that we are divine. And I think that this has been the worst tragedy for the human race, you know, that we have been taken out that divine spark. We don't know about our divinity. We don't know our power. And I think this great awakening, this is just teaching everyone that they are worthy, that they mean something, that the life has meaning, that they are, you know, that they can actually awaken and make a difference in this world, and we can come together. It's just, oh, I think that is the biggest thing, to know our true worth.
It is. It is 100%. And you said something very, very significant. They really can't create. And they, being this nefarious, dark force, they really don't have that creative power.
Controllers, cabal, elite, globalists, whatever you want to call them, the ones who've been destroying everything.
Exactly. The ones that do everything upside down, they're the backwards people. They walk backwards. They really don't. But what they do is, and this is the powerful message you just brought out, is and it's kind of hidden in between your other powerful messages, is that they use our creative force by literally hijacking our minds, by literally infusing constant programming and ideas into our heads. And they're using this because when we begin pairing our thoughts, and if they're not our thoughts, they're just thoughts we receive from them. When we begin pairing these thoughts with the emotions that we have, so, and those are then negative, but it doesn't matter, as long as it's charged with emotion, fear, worry, powerful, it creates a dark vision, and that dark vision is being projected into the field and beginning to manifest around us. So we're in many ways creating what we don't want, because we don't realize how this whole thing works. We've been cut off from that knowledge. We've been cut off from that wisdom. The beautiful thing is, a lot of people are, as you say, awakening to that. But we have some really, really powerful choices to make. I don't even think ahead of us. We have to make them now.
Yeah.
There's, you know, these past 2.5 years have literally, they flipped the switch and accelerated at a, you know, and gone to a pace we've never seen before, which has helped hundreds of millions, if not billions of people, to see clearer.
Yeah.
But now the choice is going to be, and this is the choice that's really now, are we going to stay in an organic form? Are we going to be who we were truly meant to be? Or are we taking the artificial intelligence, the hybrid, and even post-human route? And this is a decision everyone's going to have to make, because I believe in we're going to do it, you know, completely detaching from the digital world, completely detaching from internet, because these things are going to be shifted into something very, very different. It's already, you know, already beginning to happen.
Yes.
And so I believe if we want to preserve the species and keep really re-exploring who we are, we need to make that choice. And, you know, we need to become 100% self-reliable, fully responsible for our own lives.
Yes.
So that's I think the choice that's ahead of us. I know it's painful to hear for a lot of people, but everything you relied on all your life, it's gonna go away, or you're gonna have to pay the ultimate price.
Yes.
To continue to enjoy it. So that's basically what I believe is ahead and of I us. Totally we're already agree. Here, basically.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. And I think there's going to be like a two-world split where we're in the cities. You're going to have all the people plugged in. They're going to be plugged in transhumanism. Yes. They're going to, you know, in these amazing futuristic like places, they're just going to be totally plugged in. And then there's going to be like people like us. We're going to have our tribes and our communities, and we're going to be living on the land, and we're going to be self-sustainable. And we're going to have all these healing centers for people when they see the truth, for them to come, you know, come and be live with one with Mother Earth and come back to the simple ancient way of living, which we have been living for so many thousands of years on this planet, you know, if not millennia, since Lemuria and Atlantis, you know, it goes back so far. It's only these past, you know, new years, these 100 years, that it's really become apparent about what they're doing. And as you said, it's fastening up, and that fastening is exposing. And they're making mistakes, and it's exposing them. I mean, the light is so beautiful at this time. This divine love light energy coming in, you know, from the divine, from God, Goddess, and it is illuminating all of us. And it's just with this light and the mother energy, the divine feminine as well at this time, raising and balancing, it's purging all of that darkness up so that people can see it. And that's what's causing all the chaos. It has to come out. It's like a festering wound. It has to come out.
How else would you
otherwise we can't heal? See it.
I don't know about you, but there is no emotional pain in my past or trauma that I was able to transform, heal, and forgive without looking at it. I just had to go deep enough to heal and transform it, which is, you know, this is how we heal anything. If it's, I mean, anything comes from emotional pain, but when it manifests in the body, we need to go both ways. We need to first find out there's something manifested in our bodies, and then we need to realize what has caused it. What is the root cause? And it's always soul pain, emotional pain, a trauma that has happened. The way we live in our society, everyone has trauma. It just depends on how severe it is. But our society is based on that. It's literally built on trauma. So, and unless we look at it, we can't heal it. And it's the same in the outside world. People so often say it's so negative to look at things. It's so negative to uncover these things. Why do you even focus on that? Is that because we need to bring the light into it, and we need to heal it, or it's never going to be transformed.
You need to
expose
it.
I don't encourage everyone to do it. Unless you've started with yourself, unless you've healed and balanced yourself, this is not your calling yet, and that's totally fine. It's not a judgment call, but you need to first heal yourself, balance yourself, ground yourself again, create that or remember that divine connection that you have, and then you can go as a lighthouse, as a portable lighthouse anywhere you want, and you can begin to help heal the big pictures. But it starts with all of us within. And then there's the practical side of things also, which I think a lot of times, and this might be a little harsh on my part, but a lot of times in a quote unquote spiritual community, I see this level of inaction that, you know, kind of, I think it's not very healthy, because when we become fully responsible, we need to understand where does our food come from? Where does our water come from? Where does our clean air come from? How are communities built, and not by default, but by actual co-creative power. And so it does require a lot of tangible actions. Where do our clothes come from? Where does the things that we want and need in our lives, where do they come from? Mm-hmm. And how can we take the power back to create them? Yeah. So this is a whole new level of responsibility that I believe those who feel called just need to live up to that now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk. UK.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, aunt and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad,
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yeah, and that's so true because this is the greatest awakening this world has ever had. And it's the 3D, all them old systems. It's an awakening on every level, isn't it? Education, food, pharma, politics, every single level of society is awakening. And it's, and all of them old systems are going to collapse. They have to collapse. They can't hold up anymore. You know, the new, for the new to come in, it has to go. And, you know, it's what side are you going to be on? It's, you know, this is the time to choose, you know, and this is time to choose where your heart is, where your morals are, where your, you know, to be righteous. This is a time to let go of that ego and not follow the crowd or follow the government or follow what they say. This is a time to follow your true heart and your true calling, you know, and turn to the right. Be righteous. Do the right thing. Come together in unity. You know, seek out your fellow human tribe, you know, your fellow human beings who think the same of you and come together. You know, this is what this time is all about.
Well, and also the realization that you can save everyone, and not everyone wants to be safe. Yeah. So there's a good section of society that I don't mean to sound.
They'll never wake up, John.
Yeah, I don't mean to sound disrespectful, but they are bio robots. They're so far detached from nature, from authenticity, and that's just how they were brought up. They're literally hypnotized. They've been all their lives. They've been programmed. And there's really, I mean, I see a large section of society where there's really nothing to do there. They don't want it. They don't even know there is a choice. And so that's just to be accepted. I care deeply about those who are either on defense or have already, you know, are already in the awakening process. Those, I believe we can all help each other a lot, and we need to. And as you said, everything in our perception, my perception, not in the artificial world that's becoming more and more artificial as we speak, but in the natural world, we're going to have to really detach from these concepts. I mean, just look at science, which our modern society is built on modern science.
Which is a lie.
And what they basically do is to find out how life works is they kill it, dissect it, and then they want to find out how life works. It's all upside down. And once you see it for what it is, you understand we cannot gain wisdom from that kind of an approach. And it's the same everywhere else. We're you are deprogrammed, there's no going back. This is a beautiful thing. And we just did an interview with Gareth Icke, David Icke's son. And he said, the beautiful thing is no one walks back. Once you see it, no one walks back. And unfortunately, his father, David Icke, you know, said in our interview, he says, unfortunately, the masses are always wrong. So don't worry if you feel like you're not able to connect with the crowd anymore. It's because you have deprogrammed enough to see it for what it is. They haven't yet. And so I would just encourage anyone who's in that process, like, don't try to walk back. Don't try to. It's okay. It's totally fine. A new tribe will arrive. New people in your life will arrive. Yes. It's a beautiful journey. Yes. But I do understand the pain sometimes, the suffering people experience, and it's all part of this journey.
Yeah. And it's a lonely time sometimes. You're in just in your cave, you know, and all you've got is internet and maybe, you know, your community or your family, they just, you know, they just don't get you because you're awake and maybe they're not, you know. But I think that more and more and more, so much is coming out, so much, you know, over these next years, so much truth. This is a time of revelation. Great reveals shall be coming out in this world. And it's got the hand of God coming down. It has to preserve the beauty of life. Life is so rare. You know, the Buddhists, they say it's such a rare thing to be born. So take responsibility for your life because it's so precious, you know.
It is.
And then look after everyone else. And even if you, you know, to awaken others, don't force it to them. But even if you just plant that seed, that little seed goes straight into their heart and they go, oh, hang on a minute. What about that way of thinking? You know, and it plants in there and then it grows and it grows and it grows. And then you can just, you know, give them a few things to watch and stuff like that. You know, that's all it is. That's all it is. Because then the whole thing will just fasten up. And I think that that's what's happening with the society at this time. But what do you think? What is the, you know, the dark ones, their total agenda is for, you know, it's terrible.
Well, this is a good question. And I can only answer, there's certain things I know, certain things I've studied, certain things I have an intuitive knowing about. So it's not really knowing. And I always encourage everyone to go and do your own research, but also your own introspective look inside of you, connect with your creator, connect with that guidance. But so basically, I think at the in the origins, this was a fight by, if you will, something like high priests, and I think by creative forces that wanted to match up to the creator and see if they can create a kind of world and society like the creator did. I really think that was their aim, and I think it didn't work out the way they wanted to. And so the second best thing, I think, was to hijack humanity and kind of blackmail the creator into telling them the secrets. And I really think that's in its origins what happened. Now, I do think that this these high priests, if you want to call them, these very, very evolved entities have already surrendered. I don't think really at work anymore. But I do think what they have put into motion, so the programming of the masses and the rulers in political positions and economical positions and secret society positions, I believe they're still carrying out this program without having this highest intention anymore. So that's also why we see such chaos everywhere. It doesn't match up anymore. There's no coherence in it anymore. It just appears to be. But there is this... there's this common idea, I think, that an understanding we have something they don't have, or they're so unaware of, so detached from. It's the soul. It's this amazing, beautiful, undeniable thing. And you cannot steal it. You can just surrender it. If you have it, you can surrender it to another power, but it can never be stolen against your will. And so what I think what they're doing is seducing the masses so strongly with
temptation,
so many things.
Consumerism.
So they will eventually... And they will eventually say, hey, this is so dreamy and so, you know, omnipotent, this metaverse that they're bringing in, where you will have an avatar and you can do anything at any time without having to physically do it. And it's going to be such a distortion of human perception. And all it will be, at the, you know, all you'll have to do is pay the low price of your soul and basically upload it into the hive mind, which... And this is another thing. People think this is science fiction. No, they've just taken this knowledge. What creates life? What is really the co-creative force? And so I believe that's what they want to do, for people to upload their consciousness into a hive mind.
Yeah, they can control everything.
And it's going to be the power source. See, nothing in this world happens without human.
We are the power source. Yes,
we are the power source.
We've got the Kundalini within us. It's the soul potential, that nothing is just so powerful. But I truly believe it's like this. It's like a good versus evil, dark versus light war that has been going on for millennia on this earth plane. And at this time, I believe, and I always say this, but in the spiritual, it's already been won by the good, by the light. It just takes time to manifest down into our world of duality, you know? And so therefore it causes all the chaos and everything, which has to awaken the masses to what the truth, you know? So
well, I applaud you for saying that. At the same time, even though at a lot of times I feel the same way, I'm hesitant to say it, because again, it takes away oftentimes the inspiration for inspired action.
True.
And our whole world needs inspired action right now. And yeah. I know a lot of people say they've been working so hard all their lives, they just want a break. And when they hear about the good side has won, and when they hear this, it's like, okay, so I can chill now. But no, this is a time for true conscious co-creation. And as I said, really creating new structures for...
Yes.
Yeah, which is true freedom anyways. I mean, yes. We've relied on all these system-oriented sources of food and anything, power, all of that. And they're going to take it away. They were the ones who put it there. They're going to take it away and make it so that you'll have to make the choice to either fully enter, fully give over your sovereignty, fully give over your human biology and your soul, and then you can use anything you want. Or you're going to fully take your sovereignty. But then you have to take it, right?
Yes.
And that's really key here. People say, well, who's going to provide my food, or who's going to do this? No, you're going to do it. You,
that's
with
right.
your fellow co-creators, you're going to have to do this. And this is the point that trips a lot of people up. And I just want to tell them, the more you do it, the more empowered you feel. There's nothing like going to your own garden. There's nothing like having a community of like-minded souls. There's nothing like being responsible fully for your own life.
Yeah.
Powerful.
Yeah. And you, that is so true. And what I was saying about the good has overcome and has won, but we are the mirror of God within. So it comes through us. We are the channel. We're the channel to bring it into this 3D, to bring it into this world. So we have to be the ones responsible to bring that beautiful goodness and light into the world. And we do that with our divine intuition. And intuition, intuition is that divine intelligence within. It's the first feeling that you have. It's that, you know, it's your soul, it's your higher self. It's the divine flame, isn't it? What does intuition mean to you? And how can we decipher between the truth and the lies?
Well, it's a very good question. And the terminology has for me shifted over the past years. I used to say it's in your heart. But the heart is such an emotional space. So it's going up and down through the motions. What you said really comes a lot closer. It's spirit, right? So, but what does it mean? Mm. So we in our culture, we don't have rituals to connect with spirit. Even the prayers within the religious organizations, unless you go into a monastery, unless you really learn the art of prayer, what you do in church or any other organization is really just reciting something without soul, without any feeling. You're just reciting it. And our prayers have also been reversed to asking constantly for something. What are you asking for? It's all been given. It's all been given. We're just not aware of it. But to answer the intuition question, so when you connect with spirit, your highest self, the all that is consciousness, that to me happens in meditation, and it happens through the breath of life. So, you know, a conscious breathing, awakening the Kundalini, as you said, and then having that connection. And then that intuition, it's its own thing, really. I mean, you experience it as a feeling, but it's not your gut. See, your gut is very much driven by the subconscious. So if something in the subconscious is triggered, like worry or fear, your gut, you'll feel it. It's like, oh, I feel it in my stomach. Your heart, of course, is very emotional, so it'll have that response. Your mind is very analytical, so it will have that response. But then the spirit, that can be its own thing, and it can sometimes be completely different than the rest of your being. And so this is really where I think truth and authenticity come from, and that's why we make choices when we are connected to spirit that make no sense to any other part of our being. But we just trust because it's coming from a higher place. And it's also when you receive ideas or thoughts that are so out of your regular thought patterns, you just all of a sudden you have this idea. It's like a light bulb and you don't know where it came from. It's nothing to do with what you've been reading, watching, or talking about. And I think that is intuition. Yes. So we're beginning to learn this again, how complex we are as beings, and that it's not, you know, people say, listen to your gut. Yeah, no. It can be right, but it's not. The only really accurate thing that we have is intuition, because it is not relying on our senses, on our five senses. It uses the sense that's invisible and that science cannot detect, or very, very primitively detect.
The sixth sense. The sixth sense.
Which is all perceptive, right? Our senses have limited perception. We only see about 1%, less than 1% of the visible light that's out there is visible to us. Same with the frequencies. We only hear a small bandwidth of frequencies that are audible to us. But this sixth sense has no limitations whatsoever. So it can give you truth and authenticity without you understanding how it's working.
Yeah. And that is the divine working through you, you know? It comes through you, and it's like the synchronicities, everything starts to line up. It pushes you into the correct path, your correct path, the way you need to lead on to, you know. And that's why raising our vibration and doing things and doing meditation and eating lightly and you know, being with others like-minded and doing all these being in nature and all of these wonderful prayer, all these wonderful ritual. I do lots of ritual. I do rituals on the full moon and new moon, and it's so beautiful. I've been doing them since I was, you know, practicing Wiccan before I was a yogini, when I was 16 years old. And I know that it's like it puts me in tune with the mother, you know, and the father. And it's so important to bring that ceremony back in, because it heightens our vibration. And it's so important when we're praying, we might be asking, but when we're meditating, we're silencing so that we can receive that divine, you know, intuition, so we can receive it. You know, and then it's like you might be sitting down the next day, and then it's like bang, you go on the internet, bang, you're led to exactly the right place that you need to go. And you have to ask, of course. Ask the angels.
Let me give you an example that just came to mind. It happened a few days ago, which is a perfect story of intuition and then synchronistic confirmation. So Christine and I, my wife and I, were just doing a retreat here on the Gulf Coast in Florida with 25 wonderful souls that showed up for a transformative 3.5 days. And it was deeply transformative. And one afternoon, we were in an afternoon session. I was talking to the group. And the question was really, how do we learn to be true organic natural beings again? And I always say, this is our natural state. We don't really need to learn it. We just need to unlearn the other stuff. But anyways, I was sitting there, and all of a sudden I get this thought on how to show it to them. And I said, you know, for the past days before you guys arrived, I said to the group, we've been sitting on the beach down there and observing this little girl. She must've been maybe 1.5 years old tops. And she was just playing all day long, you know, her full divine self. The parents were wonderful. They didn't interrupt her all the time or try to make her do things. They just allowed her to explore. And she was just delightful to watch. Such human spirit, such beauty. And I told the group about this little girl. And I said, that to me, that's my role model. She's my role model. She's in the moment. She's fully present. Now, that very second that I say that, and mind you, the room that we were in was so windows all around, beautiful. She runs right in front of the window, and Christine says, there she is. And she had never been there. This was a little further away from the beach. She had never been there before. She runs right in front of the window so all of the people can see her. And my wife says, that's her. That's the girl. And then the dad comes and they walk away. And she was never seen there again, never seen there before. In that exact moment when that thought came to me, she came into picture.
Yeah.
Divine orchestration through intuition. Mm. That's really what this was. Exactly. I don't take any credit. It's not important. It's just when you're connected, I mean, life just becomes really a whole different experience. And you can't imagine how you were ever able to live without this, paying attention to this.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colours or preservatives, just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active, super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yes. I just rewatched Celestine Prophecy the other day, the movie. Yeah. And the other day, and it made me cry because it's all about this and the intuition and synchronicities and feeling and really seeing the world through true eyes, the truth, how we live in this beautiful, you know, amazing and majestic earth, you know, and how we are all evolving, and one day we shall be, you know, we shall evolve into our energy bodies, and then heaven, the veil between heaven and earth will fall, and it will be just be the oneness. Heaven and earth will become one. And it was just like, wow, it's so beautiful. And but it's all about, this is what it is, but you have to be authentic and be in the moment and come with your open heart to be in that aligned state, that divine aligned state, to, you know, see them and feel them,
yes,
you know,
indeed.
The synchronicities and the intuition. How do you see? Tell us some things that our audience can do. Yeah. to help us. I know meditation is one, and going into nature is really important. But, you know, as well, watching the good and watching some bad things, you know, it's all relative. We can't just live in the light. We have to acknowledge to see the darkness as much as the light out there and within us. That's very important, isn't it? But deciphering the truth in your heart, if it resonates, you know.
The truth is that we started doing public speaking engagements and seminars and showing things to people, really, and always with the intention of leading them back to true selves, but a lot of truth and authenticity many years ago. And what I remember thinking is the people that showed up at our seminars in the beginning were usually people that either had a very difficult time functioning in this insane society, which I applaud. If you have a difficult time functioning, it means something is going right for you, because yeah. It's, you know, like Krishnamurti said, it's no sign of good health to be well adjusted to a crazy society. I'm paraphrasing. But what started to happen over the years when with the seminars is that more and more people from within the system in political positions, in powerful business positions started showing up, and they started to make changes. And that's a very powerful thing to observe, because then that affects a lot of people, right? Yeah. So if all of a sudden the CEO of a business with 1,000 employees starts awakening, well, he or she's going to bring that awakening to the whole company, the whole business. It doesn't mean everyone will be equally affected, but it shifts and changes things. So some of the tangible things that people can do is when they feel it inside of them, and meditation is really something I can't tell you enough. Breathing and meditation, conscious breathing exercises, breath work and meditation, it's changed our lives completely. But then you have to be the lighthouse everywhere you go. It doesn't mean you force your views or your opinions on anyone. But when you have the opportunity and the intuitive hunch to speak your truth. I mean, it used to be, I don't know how it was for you, but it used to be that you're like, okay, I need to read this situation. Can I fully speak out here? And then it just began that you could say these things everywhere, and it could be the cashier over here, and it could be a random person over there. Of course, nothing's random, but all of a sudden these conversations are going on everywhere.
Yes.
The awakening conversations. So don't be shy. That's one thing to do. And really take some, we always say this, look at your whole day, how you wake up, what you do first thing in the morning, go through your day and be honest with yourselves. What is serving you? What is serving the highest good of all? And what is not serving you in the highest good of all at all? And then cut those things out. Begin bringing you, I mean, 3 hours on Netflix a day will not serve you or, you know, the highest good of humanity at all. There's, no. Yes, there are things like you say to uncover and unveil, but there's so much stuff out there that we can simply just turn off, let go, and it will, because there's no more. I mean, these things are going down anyway.
They are.
You can see this.
Yes.
Because people are
realizing. It's happening now. It's happening now. Yeah.
Well, you could watch the Celestine Prophecies and go, my heart is so full. I feel, oh my God, what a beautiful creation. Or you can go and watch some dark show and you just, I feel drained, horrible. The world is bad. There's no hope. So that does, that is very important. And I do really encourage people, when you yourself are still in a painful or hurting place, or you still feel you're healing, don't go and do all that child trafficking research and all that stuff, not because it's not important, but because it's only going to pull you down further. And then, you know, how can you be of service to yourself or others?
Yes.
For those, as I said before, for those who have been on this journey, who have healed and grounded themselves, I think those are the people that need to go into these places and need to bring the light there And I applaud everyone. There's people who dedicate their lives to this. I mean, child trafficking, child sacrifice. And that's such a huge subject. And that too needs to be healed on this planet.
Yes.
So it's not one thing, but it starts with meditation for me. It starts with that connection. It starts with the breath of life. And I know people think it's, you know, how do I wrap my mind around it? You don't. You really show up until it begins to wrap itself around you. And that's really how things begin to change. It fills you up. And in our lives, when we decided, Christina, my wife and I, to really show up for ourselves for the meditations every day, our lives changed so dramatically.
It's so important. You can't get that in the 3D. You can't get it from food. You can't get it from drugs. You can't get it from alcohol. You can't even get it from love. Well, love is just, you know, to in a relationship. It has to be, you know, going within and filling your vessel up with that divine love light energy is such bliss. And just surrendering, just letting everything go, just being in this divine moment with your true divine self. That's all. That's just what it is. And it takes practice. It takes practice to settle the monkey mind that has been going a million miles an hour. But, you know, gradually, the space between the thoughts gets longer and longer and longer. And you stay in the moments of bliss for longer. And then you can take them, that blissful feeling, into every thought, feeling, word and action out there, which is giving it out, you know. And then everything becomes a sacred living meditation. You are meditating in every sacred moment, action, word, feeling and thought that you do out there. And that, I think, is just what is meant by awakening or a spiritual, you know, enlightenment, you know, self-realization, having the normal out there, you know, closing that gap and just having that sacredness in every moment out there as well as in here.
And I encourage everyone, if meditation is something that sounds very intimidating to you, drop the work. Just show up for yourself.
Yeah.
Show up for a moment of silence. And one thing that I love to do, but it's also a very good way of segueing into this, what you're doing is really, you're entering deeper spheres of consciousness and awareness that you regularly just don't access because you're in a different brainwave state. And so when you go deeper, this opens up. But what I encourage people to do is show up, take about 30 conscious deep breaths. You know, really, we don't do this. We don't do this in our daily lives. We're like, 30 conscious deep breaths. And then when you relax, you will already be in a deeper state of relaxation and being. And then what I love to do, and this is first thing in the morning, I get up very early. I'm being awakened by the creator very early. I just say, thank you. I love you. And this goes out to the wonderful source of everything that allows us to see the sunsets and that allows us to observe the birds, because it literally does everything. You know, the universe does nothing but leaves nothing undone. And this beautiful force, I just love to say, thank you. I love you. And this is a mantra I keep repeating. Thank you. I love you. Thank you. I love you. Literally within minutes, I have such a deep feeling of connection and gratitude and fulfillment and joy. And it's just beyond words.
Yes.
And it happens if you show up for it. So,
yes.
And then, like you say, the more you do it, the more you realize everything truly is sacred. And the more you see the world for what it is, the backwards ways. And so you then become a lighthouse healer in this world. Naturally, even though you might be doing something very mundane, not everybody has to wear a white robe to be a healer. You could still stock a shelf and be a healer.
Yes.
Because then you're the lighthouse at the supermarket.
That's it.
It isn't purpose. Purpose isn't this huge thing that the world needs to watch you and you need to be a celebrity. No, no, no.
No, no.
Purpose is just returning to your true self.
Yeah.
And then my favorite saying, before enlightenment, chop wood and carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood and carry
exactly.
water.
Yeah, you went to that. Oh, Jean, I just want to say thank you for all of your wonderful divine truth and wisdom on the Great Awakening Show again. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's always an honor and a pleasure to talk and co-create with you. I always feel like we're leaving office in a co-creative space. And thank you to all the listeners, you know, for being here, for showing up, and for doing your part in all of this.